Old Town, preceded by a history plaque for the Dooley family. Northwind's concert band performs at Egan Center prior to our July 4th fireworks celebration. We have Saturday night concerts at St. Ferdinand Lake starting July 9th with SSJ Rock and Roll Band, followed by Coco Soul July 16th, Going July 23rd, and Butch Wax on the 30th. Our third Wednesday night out is July 27th at St. Ferdinand Shrine for a family movie night featuring Kung Fu Panda 3. Visit ForrestAndMoe.com for details and more Forrest and fun.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend, John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's a bit of a square, which is not to say it sits at home practicing the clarinet. This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's square on the outside and bold on the inside. A cup that dares to mix crunchy bits of Butterfinger right into its creamy, smooth, peanut buttery goodness. A cup that grabs life by the wrapper and says, "Yeah, life, give me more of your crispity, crunchity Butterfinger bits." Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. And we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
gas with oily discharge, increased bowel movements, an urgent need to have them, and an inability to control them.
Oh, that's a great feeling.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 23rd edition. Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. I am very pleasantly surprised at the emails I get almost every day. Where is that place you went where you lost your weight? We'll talk about some of those emails, and I'll tell you what I told them. I told them exactly where it was, what it was, who's involved, and what they do and what else they do, meaning low testosterone. That's right, gentlemen, you'll want to pay attention.
Hey!
At the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to switch jobs, it would be a good idea to call Mark and Jason, and they can go over what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
You don't have any relatives to say happy birthday
to? No, nothing. Okay. No, nothing today.
Baby Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Rat Boy went into MD Health and Wellness. He liked what he heard about him. They took some blood, ran some lab tests, and he came back not only with low T, low testosterone, but high, it showed high C. What was the C for?
Cheese.
High cheese levels in his blood. That is not a surprise. Not a surprise. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limprist in the Oh Boy Orchestra. Yes, they are the best. They are the best. Forget the rest. Show me your best. Just made that up. I got an email that I read. I usually read my emails in the morning. I'm not one of these people. I know people that check email like every 30 minutes or something. Nah, I read it in the morning. Sometimes I'll check it at night, twice a day at the most. And this morning, somebody sent me one and said, hey, how'd you lose that 7 pounds? I don't know where they got 7 pounds. At one point, it was seven, but it's kind of holding at 25. And I need to work real hard to kind of get it on down a little more. But it was MD Health and Wellness in Bridgeton on St. Charles Rock Road. Now, we're all different, and I'm not a doctor, so it takes, you know, the doctors there to determine what is best for you and whether or not you're a candidate for what I did. And you're not going to know until you check with them. And the other reason, one of the other reasons people go in there, and a lot of people, because when I was there, there were quite a few patients there, is this low T. And you hear these commercials, and you see them all the time, low T, and they're talking to men over 40. Well, some of that stuff is crap that they ask you to buy over the counter. But the condition is a legitimate condition, low testosterone. And when a man loves a woman, no, when a man gets to be 40 or over 40, and sometimes even younger with some men, your body produces less testosterone. And the testosterone levels will decline slowly. But for many, it's a more rapid decline. And then what happens is, your energy starts to, you have less of it and less bone density and start gaining weight. And then there's the libido thing, because let's face it, testosterone plays a big role in sexual enjoyment, libido, and your ability to, how should I put this, get aroused, if you know what I mean. It can affect your mood. And this is an absolute scientific fact that men lose testosterone. It's also a fact that you can do something about that testosterone treatment. I actually learned about all this because of my wife. My wife is almost like a nurse or something. She studies this stuff all the time. And women, and they help women with bioidentical hormone replacement as well, because women's bodies are obviously much more complicated, and that whole hormonal balance thing for them is really a whole different set of issues. So what I would say to you is this. If you're over 40 and you'd like to know, and you don't even have an idea what your testosterone level is, what's called free testosterone, MD Health and Wellness will tell you. You'll go in, they'll draw a little blood, no big deal. And then it'll go to the lab, and you'll go back in there, and they'll say, here's your testosterone level. And they'll tell you if it's normal or high or low. It's not going to be high, probably. Low, and then what your options are and what you can do about it. It's all about quality of life. Sometimes this stuff is covered by insurance. Many times it's not. But the people that go in there generally are more than willing to pay. I will tell you, for example, exactly what it cost me for 4 weeks worth of the shots once a day that I gave myself. It was nothing. Never given myself a shot in my life, and it was no big deal. And an appetite suppressant. It was $600 for the month, and worth every dollar. And I lost 25 pounds in the last 4 weeks. Now, whether or not I get more shots and more appetite suppressant is going to be up to me. I'm going to see here for a week if I'm capable of keeping the calorie count down. And if I'm not, I'm going to do another month's worth and drop another 10 or 15 pounds, and that'll be great. That's where I want to be. Testosterone can be treated different ways. You'll have to meet with them and let them tell you what they recommend and what's best for you. I like what they do, and I like the way they do it. And again, I've always been very reluctant to speak for anything medical. I have done some testimonial endorsement stuff for an ophthalmologist or two in the past, because I know a lot about that. I've had multiple eye issues, and I've seen 16 ophthalmologists in 6 states over 25 years. So I'm not reluctant to do that. But I am with other medical type stuff, but not this. I like what they do. I think they do a great service to people who need it and sometimes don't even know they need it. So whether it's a testosterone issue or bioidentical hormones for women or weight loss, check them out. 314-770-2334. MD Health and Wellness. Again, they're in Bridgeton. their website, which is couldn't be easier, mdhealthwellness.com, and that's at my site. So if you go there, it'll link you to theirs, and you can read a little bit about what they do. And, of course, my site's easy, frankopinion.com. Under sponsors, you'll see it, MD Health and Wellness. Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. They have an app that is so easy to use and so easy to download and free, STL Taxi. STL Taxi, great way to get a Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you?
I'm really well. And before we begin, quickly, I listened to the show earlier today, and I heard you talking, I think it was right at the beginning of the program. There's a guy, I guess, that you wave to, and he doesn't wave back.
He never waves back. He's on a road crew holding that slow stop sign, and he will never wave back at me.
You've run into some other issues also where people won't say hello or thank you.
Well, it's usually women. If you open the door or say hi to them, they treat you like you're a rapist. Or something.
Well, here's the deal. You know that I travel a lot, and I used to have this, quite a bit, and I used to think the same thing, and I would go, what is wrong with, is it something with me, am I doing, and when you sort of leave St. Louis, especially if you head south, but it's not just south, it tends to, I think this is a St. Louis thing, and I don't know what the deal is. I've always heard, you know, people in St. Louis are incredibly friendly and stuff like that, and I gotta tell you, and I hate to say this, because I've lived here most of my life, I think it's a St. Louis thing, and I can't figure out what the deal is. People are afraid to say hello, thank you, look people straight in the eye. I see that a lot. People like to just look at the pavement. They don't
the woman
make
did
eye
it,
contact
woman
with
did, woman did to me today. She's walking right in front of this very studio, and from the elevator, she's going toward it. I'm coming away from it, and I just said, how are you? And she looked at me briefly and then looked straight down and kept walking like, I'm not about to talk to you, you rapist-looking monster.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I honestly think this is a St. Louis, and it breaks my heart. I always thought people in St. Louis were incredibly friendly, and this seems to be happening more and more, but I don't know why it is.
Well, they are.
It does not happen as much in other cities.
They are, unless you try to open a door for them or say hi to them. Then
yeah, well, that's all, huh?
That's it.
All right. Well, hate to see that. Well, according to a new study, only about, this is gross, 5% of people using public restrooms wash their hands long enough.
I believe that.
Yeah. Although, to be fair, most people were rushing out because a stranger with a notepad was staring at them in the bathroom. So, yeah, that's what they get out of there in a hurry.
What?
The reporter doing the story, he was with a notepad keeping track of who was.
Thanks, Ian.
You're welcome,
thanks,
Bill. I always got your back there.
Now I get it, and now it's funny.
Yeah. Former Vice President Dick Cheney said that he's taken up gardening ever since he retired. Yeah. Gardening with Dick Cheney. It's a little bit different, though. Like to kill weeds, he hits them with a Scud missile. A little different.
A little overkill.
That is overkill.
A little overkill, but does the trick, yeah. Democrats in the House of Representatives staged a sit-in yesterday where they sat on their butts and did nothing. Some called it historic, while most called it no different than any other day.
I knew you'd do it.
And finally, a Scud missile would take out a yucca plant. You ever tried taking out one of these things?
No.
Oh, yeah.
A yucca plant.
Yeah.
They're the worst. I don't think you can get rid of them. I think cockroaches and yucca plants will be the last thing on Earth if it's a nuclear explosion.
We have yucca plants here?
Mm.
I thought that was a desert plant.
Yeah, I did too.
Oh, they're all over the Crestwood area where I call home. Throwing that out there. President Obama complained today that Congress is too slow to approve his nominees. He might be on to something. Today they finally approved Grover. God almighty.
Grover Cleveland?
Yeah, thanks, Fionn. No, wait a minute. It was they finally approved Grover Cleveland's Commerce Secretary. That's what I was going to...
Okay, it's funny.
Okay.
Yeah, the Grover Cleveland's not funny.
No, you can't appoint a
Commerce
president.
Commerce Secretary is funny.
Yeah,
thank you. Thanks
that's
so
a
much, everybody.
That's
Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab heat stroke. I think that's what's happened this year. From downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRX.
Thank you, Bill.
See ya.
He needs like
Has anybody been to check on Bill recently? See if he's okay.
I don't think so. They should. You can check on your elderly
interpreter for his jokes. Like Like a sign language interpreter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What Bill meant to say was, so yesterday, for the very first time, we mentioned our trip. Now, we've talked about this before, and we can't figure this out. Every year, multiple people, not just one, will say to us, where are you going on your cruise this year? We don't go on cruises. And this is the 18th trip. Only one has been a cruise. The first email I read this morning after yesterday's show was, hey, I missed the information about your cruise.
Yeah.
There is no information about a cruise. It's not a cruise. We're going to the Dominican Republic to an all-inclusive resort, the Iberostar Hacienda Dominicas, and it's February. We leave the 19th and come back on the 26th. When I came on yesterday, and I said, even though this is the very first time we've mentioned it, we only have 15 rooms left because Julie, our travel agent, contacts previous travelers first. Many of them jumped right in, leaving 15 rooms. I'm here to tell you now, after one day, I think we have 9 rooms left. Okay? So right away, 5-6 rooms are gone. So to those of you who emailed me and said, man, I'm thinking about it, I wouldn't think too long about it. If you have the means and you can do it, you need to lock this up because by next week, these are going to be gone. Now, Julie will be in Puerto Vallarta next week. There's a nice lady named Pat who will take care of you at Edelman Travel. That phone number and everything about this resort and the trip, which again is February 19th, coming back on the 26th, it's $2,149 per person, $2,149 per person. That's a double occupancy rate, so let's just round it off and call it $4,300 per couple. All the information is at Facebook.com. Please, please don't email me and say, Frank, I went to your website, frankopinion.com. It's not there. It's at Facebook.com/AM and the PM. It's all there. The phone number for Julie's office, all of it. You might want to call her no later than tomorrow because, again, we got 8 or 9 rooms or something left. And we started with having only 15 left. And it looks like a beautiful place. The most outstanding thing about the Dominican Republic is the beach. How many miles? Do you remember how many miles it is? It's miles and miles and miles of the finest sand. I mean, fine like powder sand. Everybody. We've been there twice. It's our third time. That's how much everybody liked it. We've been in our house 30 years. We just crossed the 30-year mark. It was 30 years in April. And we don't have a swimming pool. Never had a swimming pool there. When we first moved there, I thought, let's get a price on the pool. Well, it would have cost a fortune because we're in the woods and there's so many big old trees. It was going to be something like $60,000 just to get the trees out. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
So no pool. And in this weather, having a pool is great, but almost everybody I know who has a pool, an in-ground, I mean, real big deal pool, or any kind of pool above ground, the first couple of years they have it, they can't get enough of it. They're all over it, and they're always, and then they don't use it quite as much, and then after 4 or 5 years, they like the way it lights up at night. and especially if in this weather, doesn't the water get hot?
Yeah, the water gets warm, yeah.
And so if you don't have a refrigeration system, which I don't think most people do,
no.
It's like bath water.
Most people have a heater for their pool.
So you can't even really enjoy it in the hottest time when you'd like to enjoy it, and then you got to cover it up in the winter, and we just never, and I don't want to mess with all that. But congratulations to those of you who do. Good for you, especially you people, rich people, who have a refrigeration system you can cool the pool. That's a good deal. We are running a commercial. And I heard it again today on the way in. I've heard it for about a month, and here's what it says. And I think sometimes these commercials that run are a test to see how stupid people are. It's about wealth and, saving and making money for retirement, investing. And it says, if you call right now, you'll get one of our 97 remaining free books. Now, that commercial has said they have 97 books for a month.
Mm-hmm.
How stupid do you have to be
They're having a hard time getting rid of them, I guess.
To fall for that. Wait, yeah, that either means nobody wants them, yeah, or they don't have 97. They have 997. It just, I laugh out loud when I hear it. I just can't believe how stupid some of this stuff is. And to the gentleman who called, who emailed me, it was kind of a sad email, and he said, Frank, I'm a widower, and my wife passed away a few years ago, and I don't have any friends. That's what he said to me. And he says, I'd love to go on this trip, but I just, I wonder if anybody ever goes alone. Well, sir, I wrote him back and I said, the night that you go to our pre-trip party with all of our friends and travelers, that night you will have 100 new friends. Okay? Don't worry about the fact you will have friends, you'll make friends, and we already have 3 people signed up who are traveling as singles. So we'd love to have you come along. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Guy goes into a bar. There are probably like 100 jokes that start, guy goes into a bar. And here's one of them. Goes into a bar and he sits down. Bartender says, what'll it be? He said, tequila. Make it 6 tequilas. In fact, make it a bottle of tequila. Take the whole bottle. Just give me a glass to pour it in. And he starts pouring and drinking and pouring and drinking and pouring. And the bartender says, oh, man, slow down. What's going on? Something wrong? He goes, yeah, something's wrong. I just found out my brother's gay. I never knew he was gay. And I find out he's gay. It's kind of a shock. I'm trying to kind of dull the shock of digest this. He sits there and he drinks and he leaves. And a couple nights later, he comes in. He goes, bottle of tequila, the whole bottle. Open her up and give me a shot glass. And he starts drinking tequila. And he goes, oh, man, now what? He goes, well, I got another brother, and I just found out he's gay. This is unbelievable to me, and I'm having a tough time dealing with it. Leave the bottle. So he drinks tequila, he gets some limes and some salt, and he can barely walk out of the place. At least he had a Laclede cab pick him up. I've got to make sure you understand that. A few nights later, he comes in. The bartender said, hey, good to see you again. He goes, yeah. Tequila, please. I'll take the whole bottle again and a shot glass. He says, oh, my good, now what? And he says, well, believe it or not, I just found out my son is gay. What is going on in the world? And he starts drinking. He said, I'm not ready to quite deal with it, so I'll just kind of dull my senses with tequila again. He starts drinking tequila. A week later, he comes in, and the bartender says, oh boy, let me guess. He goes, yeah, bottle of tequila, give me something a little stronger than the other tequila, and a shot glass, if you please. And the bartender says, my goodness, man, doesn't anybody in your family like women? He goes, yeah, my wife.
Get a look at traffic right now. We had a few problems out there. Here's Frank Ladd.
And I've got another one for you, Dan. Westbound Highway 70 just after 270. Only the right lane is open due to a crash. You're backed up to Lambert Field now, westbound on Highway 70. Southbound 270 near 370 have a crash reported there as well. They've cleared the stall southbound on 270 at Clayton Road that had been causing delays. You're back open there, all lanes. Still seeing pockets of volume between Page and Olive, then again Clayton down through Manchester. Lots of heavy volume out of the city, westbound on 64. Compton out to Big Bend, stop and go there. Eastbound 64 between Grand and the Poplar. Northbound 55, heavy between 44 and the Poplar. Westbound 44 between Jefferson and the Work Zone at Hampton. Southbound 170 remains stop and go between Midland and Ladue. And they're alternating lanes that are open on Highway 21 in DeSoto, just south of 110, due to an earlier injury accident there. The accident's still on the scene, and you're only getting one lane by in either direction on 21, south of 110. This update is brought to you by GoDaddy. Sales drive your business. Customers drive sales. GoDaddy helps you drive both. With memorable domains, online marketing tools, and 24/7 help, go you, GoDaddy. Frank Ladd in the KTRS Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. It's an explosively entertaining show on HBO that takes viewers into the insanity of the music business at the dawn of punk, disco, and hip-hop. It's Vinyl, created by Mick Jagger, Martin Scorsese, and Terrence Winter. And the complete first season is now available for you to own. But here's how you can win your copy. Just listen to The John Carney Show for the details on how you can score your copy of Vinyl, the complete first season on DVD from HBO Home Entertainment and the Big 550 KTRS.
Celebrate America's birthday with America's favorite pastime. The weekend of July 1st through 3rd, the Cardinals host the Milwaukee Brewers, and there are great promotions all weekend long. Then, on Monday, July 4th, take a break from the backyard grill and treat yourself to a ballpark hot dog when the Cardinals host the Pirates at 1:15. It's a holiday weekend full of Cardinals baseball. Great seats remain. Get yours now at Cardinals.com. The St. Louis Cardinals. Tradition meets today.
Fans, celebrate the 4th of July with us at the ballpark. The Cardinals face the Pittsburgh Pirates, and that afternoon is the Cardinals' Pillbox Baseball Cab Giveaway. 30,000 fans, ages 16 and older, entering with a ticket, will take away this unique replica Cardinals Pillbox Baseball Cap. That's July 4th. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Listen to downtown St. Louis. Listen to Cardinal Nation.
Cardinals Baseball. Tradition meets today.
Summer has got to be the best time of the year, with big celebrations, vacations, and plenty of leisure time outdoors. If relaxing in your yard is your definition of leisure, then you should make Suburban Leisure Center your ultimate destination. Why? Suburban Leisure Center makes it easy to afford to replace that old, rickety, weathered patio furniture by taking advantage of tremendous savings on new, complete patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard, with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas at special savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping that it looks like the picture you saw online.
Sure, this is it. It looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Get better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
It's freezing cold one day, torrential downpour of rain the next day, and then the next day, it's sunny and 75. St. Louis has weather, and that wreaks all sorts of havoc on your HVAC, and that's why you need to know about Gelmisch & Sons. It's a heating and cooling company that's been around since 1950. They'll come out any make, any model, and make sure your HVAC is working in peak condition, because you want that unit to last as long as possible. And the best way to do that is to make sure Gelmisch & Sons has it running in peak condition. Now, if you need a new system, Gelmisch & Sons will install a Lennox system. That is the gold standard, both an air conditioner and a furnace installed with Gelmisch & Sons for $28.95. Gelmisch & Sons has been around since 1950, family run and family operated all these many years. And in St. Louis, we need to stick together these days. So for all of your heating and cooling needs, Gelmisch & Sons, 314-993-1110 or gelmischandsons.com.
Want to save lots of green? Then come see the Dean Team.
I'm Bill Dean with Dean Team Volvo of Brentwood. Being in the car business, I get to drive a lot of different cars. And I'm here to tell you that driving a Volvo is an amazing experience. The all-new XC90 SUV is so comfortable and is such amazing technology, you have to get in it to believe it. And just like all Volvos, they're incredibly safe. I love knowing my wife Erin and our kids are in a Volvo every day. And during the summer sales event, it's a great time to buy a Volvo. There's 1.9% financing on all 2016 Volvos. Really low lease payments. There's conquest cash, loyalty cash. We're also offering a complimentary premier package on most models up to $3,400. So do yourself a favor. Come test drive a Volvo soon. We're on Manchester Road, just west of Big Ben, or online at VolvoBrentwood.com.
Remember, you'll always save lots of green at the Dean Team.
This is Whitey Herzog, and I'm here with my friend, Jeff Hopper, from Hopper's Pest and Animal Solutions.
If you've got brown recluse spiders, bees, wasps, mosquitoes, moles, voles, ants, bats, mice, rats, anything like that, call Hopper's, and we can solve that problem for you. Have no fear, Hopper's is here for you. What's that number, Whitey?
That's Hopper's Pest and Animal Solutions, 314-544-PEST.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Are you looking for a picture-perfect lawn? DynaGreen can do it. Their DynaGreen long-lasting stabilized nitrogen fertilizer reduces turf burn while providing the nitrogen when the plant needs it to give you brilliant color for weeks and months. It won't stain the sidewalk, driveway, or patio and can be applied all year long. Get DynaGreen long-lasting stabilized nitrogen fertilizer at your independent lawn and garden dealer or DynaGreenInfo.com. Ask for DynaGreen at Bear Garden Shop.
New Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal MicroGuard Cat Litter prevents bacterial odors. To spread the news, we ask cat owners how often they scoop the litter box.
I'd say about 3 times a day.
All the time.
Even after scooping, bacterial odor continues to grow. Clump & Seal MicroGuard seals and destroys immediate odors, plus prevents future bacterial odors for 7-day odor control, guaranteed.
It actually prevents new odors from starting?
Wow.
Try new Clump & Seal MicroGuard. It fights the odors scooping can't.
Make one little mistake withdrawing money from your 401k or IRA in retirement, and it could trigger a huge tax bill. Learn how to avoid it on America's Wealth Management Show, Saturday afternoons at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
Looking for a summer getaway? Consider a weekend escape to historic St. Genevieve, Missouri's first settlement, offering historic home tours, cozy bed and breakfast inns, wineries, shopping, and award-winning restaurants. Details online at visitstegen.com.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home.
We didn't get a chance to get into it today, but Theon printed out, found me a story about wine, and really good wine. And I didn't get to read all of it, but they had a breakdown of some Bordeaux. I don't even know what that means, Bordeaux wines. Some of these things are like $2,000 a bottle. I mean, people pay that for a bottle of wine. You got to be kidding.
I don't get it. I don't get that.
I don't get it either. Especially when these $2 chuck and $2 and $8 bottles of wine can win all these awards.
Well, that's what it also said in the story is when they do blind taste tests with these people, they end up preferring the cheaper wines.
And then they're mad when they find out what it was.
Yeah.
Here's a man who knows a thing or two about wine, at least how to sip it and drink it and slurp it. His name is Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other. They're on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley, and they love to sell gift cards because people love to receive gift cards to Annie Gunn's. Last time we went to Annie Gunn's, we had a nice gift card somebody gave us. We used it for dinner. So keep that in mind. Here, ladies and gentlemen, is Mike Evans.
Hey! How's everything in beautiful St. Louis this afternoon?
It is, as Robin Williams said in Good Morning Vietnam, it's crotch pot hot.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a little warm here in Palm Springs, too. Okay, your Pacquiao's question, what did a recent Los Angeles fundraiser for Hillary Clinton cost for a couple, two people, to go and hear Hillary Clinton get a fried chicken, corn on the cob, and apple pie dinner?
All right, now that dinner right there, that's worth a fortune. That's an expensive dinner.
So how much is your pop quiz? How much did it cost for this fundraiser if you wanted to go? For two, $50,000, $100,000,
$200,000,
or $300,000. I got a hot love nugget.
Is it true?
Eddie Holmes and Jamie Foxx are talking marriage.
I hope so.
That is so beautiful.
I hope so.
So beautiful.
That has to make Tom Cruise real happy.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's gay anyway, Tom Cruise.
That's what they say.
TV News, September 15th, big day on CBS. Will debut the JonBenet Ramsey Real Story, a six-part miniseries. Well, it sounds like it'll probably do pretty well. However,
and there's always a however in life.
The same night, NBC debuts Thursday night NFL football featuring the Seattle Seahawks at the Los Angeles Rams.
Ooh.
Sorry, St. Louis. No. I'll tell you about that. Just trying to take care of my business.
I won't be watching that.
Nope.
Just trying to take care of my business. by the way, a little TV nugget, that show Vinyl on HBO, produced by Mick Jagger and Martin Scorsese about what happens inside radio, canceled.
I can't believe that. That was terrific.
I know, especially for radio people.
Wow.
Odds and ends, Gene Simmons and his ex-wife, Playboy Playmate of the Year, Shannon Tweed.
Wait, hold on. Ex-wife? I know they were divorced.
Yeah, they're divorced now.
I didn't know that.
They have a daughter named Sophia. She is absolutely beautiful, successful model. Michael Jackson's son, Prince, is opening a music production company called The King's Son. Jackson has already signed the top band in Brazil. They're called the Triplets. Some people think they're going to be as big as the Beatles. Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris Jackson, will be working this summer in Las Vegas as part of the magic magician Chris Angel show. By the way, Paris Jackson is 18 years old, has 27 tattoos. She wants 100 tattoos by the time she is 21 years old.
Well,
how many tattoos you got, Franco?
I have zero.
How many of you got there, peon?
Zero.
Dan,
step it up.
I have one.
One. What is it? Mike Evans?
No, it's my daughter's thumbprint and made into a music note.
Okay.
It's actually really pretty neat.
She wanted to do this on her 18th birthday, and she got my thumbprint and her mom's thumbprint made into a heart, and I had her thumbprint made into a music note, and her mom has our daughter's thumbprint made into
so
a heart.
That is so beautiful.
I know.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian really hates Taylor Swift. The reasons? Taylor's loved by people. Taylor has talent. Taylor's kind. Taylor's giving. Taylor's sweet. Taylor's generous.
Taylor's not a whore.
Taylor's not a whore. Taylor Swift has everything Kim doesn't, including class.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now the general election is running up and running. Watch for Ellen DeGeneres, Jennifer Lopez, and Leonardo DiCaprio to start campaigning for Hillary.
Well, there's a surprise.
This date in history, 1993, John Wayne Bobbitt's wife did you know what to John Wayne Bobbitt's you know what.
Yeah. And I loved it when he said to her, "Hey, Pilgrim, what'd you do to me?"
No, that's a different.
That's the other John Wayne.
There are other story sidebars to this story. When she actually cut it off and threw it out the window, it hit another car windshield. The guy hit the windshield wiper. It was a man, a wife, and two kids. The 12-year-old in the back seat said, "Dad, what was that?"
No, this is a joke.
The dad says it was an insect, and the kid says, "Man, it had a big crank." Hello!
No.
Big what?
No, it's an old joke.
Oh, a big crank. I see.
Well, you heard about his sister, John Wayne Bobbitt's sister?
No, let's hear that.
Boy.
She also did the same thing.
Yeah.
To her husband, but she was not completely successful, but still was arrested for a Mrs. Wiener. For a Mr. Wiener.
No.
Hello? No.
Is this on?
No, it's on. It's
Is this Bill Clevelin?
It's on. It's even cranked up.
Oh, boy. You son of a bitch. I'm coming through this phone. You can't hide in St. Louis from me. You hear me, dog?
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
On this date in 2009, I love Clevin. Johnny Carson's co-host, Ed McMahon, died. Who was always drunk during the Tonight Show, which reminds me of my favorite, how he would always blur words and get mixed up. My favorite line from him was while trying to tell Johnny that he was right about something. "You are erect, sir!"
No, correct.
No, see,
"You are erect, sir!"
No. That. This is really
another.
And finally.
Oh, boy.
Finally on the broadcast.
You know what? Edit out the last minute. Just the last minute.
The highlight of your show, you know it.
Nobody will hear it then.
What did a recent L.A. fundraiser for Hillary cost a couple? They got a fried chicken, corn on the cob, and apple pie dinner. 50 grr, 100 grr, 200 grr, 300 grr.
Well, I know chicken's not cheap.
No, chicken is not cheap.
I know.
I think I'm going to go 200 grr.
I'll say 100.
I'll actually go 300.
$300,000.
Wow.
But there was ice cream on the pie.
Okay, we didn't say that.
No, I didn't say that part.
Oh, yeah. No wonder.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, St. Louis, have a great day. Stay cool. Mike Evans, Hollywood. See ya.
Why bother to have chicken and corn? And you just say, "Here, give me $300,000 and I'll shake your hand." What's the chicken got to do? I mean, if you really think about it.
I know.
That's irrelevant. Just forget the whole chicken dinner thing. That was Mike Evans from Southern California, and he is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Annie Gunn's is right next door to the Smokehouse, or I guess the Smokehouse is next door to Annie Gunn's. And if you go to Chesterfield Valley, just go to the east of all that stuff, and at the very eastern end, there they are, and they've been there for decades. And a lot of people buy gift cards because they know a lot of other people would love to receive them. Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. If you are in an accident, we hope you're not. If you are, we hope you're not hurt. We don't need to be losing any AM and the PM people. We're a special group. We are. We're special. So be careful. But if you're in an accident, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers. There's a reason they have 10 locations, because every neighborhood would love to have a Schaefer. In a perfect world, they'd be all over the United States. And then everybody's vehicle would be done perfectly, because that's the only way they know how to do it. When you are in an accident, you're going to have to probably call the police, call your dad if it's daddy's car, call your spouse. Say, I've been in an accident, I'm okay. And then, of course, the call to the insurance company to let them know you're taking it to Schaefer. And they have a deal now where it's like one-stop shop or something like that. You just take it to Schaefer and leave it, because that's where it's going to end up anyway. And that makes sense. Rather than go, get an estimate, then bring it back, just take it and leave it there. And they'll take care of everything. If you need to ride home, they'll give you a ride home. You need a rental car, they'll take you to get it or bring it to you. If you have rental insurance, they do everything. They just make a very painful situation a lot less painful. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. You can find out more, including all their locations and phone numbers, at SchaeferAutobody.com.
All right, let's get a final check on traffic. Here's Frank Ladd.
Well, Dan, they're still working this accident westbound on Highway 70, just west of the 270 interchange. It has you backed up to before Cypress now. Only the two right lanes are getting by now. You're squeezing by there, but west of there, pretty decent run out into St. Charles, westbound on Highway 70. Westbound on Highway 64, still seeing those delays approaching Forest Park from just west of Vandeventer now. Out through west of Hampton. Southbound 170 still seeing some volume between Ledoux and 64. Eastbound 64 continues to thin out, though, making your way between Union Station and the Poplar Street Bridge. Those are just the slower pockets there. Northbound 55, slow pocket north of Highway 44, headed up towards the Poplar Street Bridge. And southbound 270 completely thinned out, essentially now between Olive and Highway 55. Still working with that accident on Highway 21 in the DeSoto area, south of Highway 110. This update is brought to you by Account Temps. Business needs can change in an instant. AccountTemps Flexible Staffing Solutions provides accounting and finance professionals wherever you need them. Visit AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company. Frank Ladd and the KTRS Vinson Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vinson Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. KTRS is your home for award-winning news coverage, both locally and around the world.
But don't take our word for it.
For the third year in a row, ABC Radio News won the Edward R. Murrow Award for Network Overall Excellence, along with Breaking News and Hard News honors. KTRS News won a Missouri Broadcasters Association Award for Broadcasting Excellence in the category of Best News Series. Whether it happens around your block or around the world, there's only one place to hear award-winning coverage, period. The Big 550, KTRS. Depend on it.
Do you prefer the same accounting and finance professionals for long-term or recurring projects? AccountTemps Salary Professional Service may be the solution. Visit AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Wildwood, DePere, Columbia, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
All right, police officers, thank you for what you do. EMTs, paramedics, and firefighters, thank you folks for listening. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
this is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You do get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan. Goodbye, Dan. Bye, y'all.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Nearly 200 cars have been damaged by vandals around town this month. What community leaders are doing to fight back?
What led Lincoln County authorities to bust a pair of men accused of trafficking large quantities of marijuana?
St. Louis Pride Fest kicks off tomorrow night. What the city is doing to help keep the LGBT community safe in the wake of the Orlando shootings.
Tonight, the battle over Metrolink expansion. No apologies from the county executive. He's digging in, pushing three possible routes, but not the one the city wants.
First on Fox News at 6, St. Louis Pride Fest begins tomorrow afternoon. The question is, will the city be ready with security needed to keep the event safe, especially in light of the massacre in Orlando?
Fox News' Paul Shankman is live at the Peabody News Bureau with a look at what Chief Dotson has planned. Paul.